Beverly Pepper had a long and extraordinary career. She was born in New York in 1922, and she lived between Todi, Italy, and New York until her death in 2020. Like her fellow artists Louise Bourgeois and Louise Nevelson, she forged a formidable path as a mid-century female and feminist artist. I met her just once in 1999 in Rome, and she was a force to be reckoned with, having spent a lifetime making large, physically demanding sculpture in stone and steel, through which she reflected on the processes and forms of nature. Pepper learned to weld by working in factories, and she was a pioneer of using Corten steel, which is also called weathering steel, because its surface oxidizes to make it incredibly weather resistant and also to develop a richly textured and colored surface that changes according to the environment. So for the artist, there's an element of creating color through rust. For over 50 years, Pepper used this very rugged material to make powerfully expressive sculptures with complex, overlapping and intersecting totemic forms and organic curves. Curve in Curve uses the Latin feminine word curve, meaning curved. At almost 3 meters by 3 meters, it's a large and very powerful work with a vital, sinuous force. And although it's made from hard steel, here in Regent's Park there's something organic about it, emphasised by the deep, earthy tinge of the work's surface.